upper worlds and their qualities of fire and water and air and earth, it is perfectly possible to see the night as the energetic source. And the page, which represents earth as the end of the thing, the spirit and the body being the two ends of things, that is one way of looking at it also. And there is in that difference of night being first or king being first, is a major controversy in the magical world as to which way to understand what comes first. But just be aware that they're both reasonable. They both can be applied, and they both have their place. All right, let me see. If that is true, if all of this is true, I would like to ask you, let me see, Kelly, which of the four ranks is associated in your mind with the combination of wisdom, authority, and responsibility?
The king.
The king. Good. The king would certainly fill that bill for me. Francine, which of the four ranks would be, in your mind, associated with a combination of energy and change and virility?
The knight.
Good. The knight. Peggy, for you, which of the four ranks would be associated with innocence, curiosity, and beginnings?
Kate.
Good. And which, Martha, would be associated in your mind with subtlety and beauty and fertility?
Well, I guess the queen.
Yeah, well, would you, I mean, I know that it's a matter of elimination if the others are what they were. But,
no, but I agree. It was elimination, but I also agree.
Okay, good. So there is a natural agreement. Good. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you yet some more things, and you're going to see a little bit about how you put all these different aspects and qualities together to produce a picture. Let me see. Let's start with Francine. What kind of a ruler, what kind of a king is dry and stable? What kind of authority is that? Can you imagine a king that is like that, that's dry and stable? Because remember, both dryness and stability are part of pentacles. So this is a king that has the qualities of the dry and the stable. What other kinds of king could you imagine? What other kind of qualities could you imagine a king having other than those two?
Responsible, mature.
Those are things that are associated with a king in general. Wisdom, authority, and responsibility all. But this is wisdom, authority, and responsibility that is seen from a dry and stable perspective. So it's the king plus the qualities of pentacles. I just want you to be aware that it's this king in particular, because there are other kings that are explosive, energetic, or even fluid and intuitive. This particular king is dry and stable. It's the king of pentacles. Peggy, what kind of mother would be associated with a winter night? Can you imagine? Because this queen is associated with a winter night.
Cold?
Possibly. Possibly not. Possibly she's a protection against that winter night. The cold and the dark may be the places where she shines. But anyway, she's certainly associated with a winter night, with cold and dark. Now, let me see. Francine. What kind of action is both slow and complete? Can you think of a kind of action that would fit that description? Can you think of something in the world where it's active but it's slow and complete? Because this is the quality of the Knight of Pentacles.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of something just in general.
Think of grass growing.
Okay.
Think of planting seeds in the ground and waiting till they come up. Think of the length of time that it takes to populate a country. Think of how long it takes to make something happen, to make a complicated, deep, organic thing happen. That's the kind of action of the Knight of Pentacles. Slow, long, and complete. So, Kelly, can you imagine a kind of innocence that is both thick and simple? Physical, practical, solid, and simple. This is an innocence, a special kind of innocence, a physical innocence.
Yes.
Can you think of a child that is that direct, that obvious, that clear and direct and simple?
Oh, yeah.
It's a style of being a child. There are not all children are like that.
Right. Yeah, but I can think of three right off the top of my head.
Good. So that's a kind, a style of being a child. Remember we talked about a cookie cutter with different kinds of dough that you could put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the kind of dough that we're talking about. Thick and slow and dark and wintry and cold and stable and dry. All of those things are qualities of earth. And all of those things can be found in these four ranks. An interesting thought, no? Now, when you look at these things and you realize that when they come up, when you're dealing with them in a reading, when you use them either for contemplation or to read for somebody, and a Knight of Pentacles comes up, and you know that the Knight, by definition, is active and virile and quick and filled with change, but you know that he's a Knight of Pentacles, and Pentacles is cold and dark and dry and slow, then you know what kind of Knight you're looking at. You know what kind of change you're talking about. You know what kind of lover he would make. You know what kind of energy he would bring to a situation. You know what he would do if he were a boss in your company. Or if you were a boss and you were going to hire somebody and he was a Knight of Pentacles, what qualities he would bring to your company. If you were looking for a soulmate, if you were looking for even a good date, and you came across a man who had the qualities of the King of Pentacles, dry and stable and slow and complete, you'd have a very interesting picture of what kind of man you were dealing with. But what if you were dealing with a woman? What if the man you went out with had the qualities of the Queen? The qualities of a winter night, cold and bright, dark and deep, thick, slow, complete, practical, stable. What an interesting human being that would be, and you would know exactly what we were talking about. That's how you understand how these court cards are, what they mean when you're dealing with a person. But what would happen if you were dealing with a situation? Let's say, for example, that you were thinking about taking a particular job. Let's say, in fact, you had been offered, you were out doing job hunting, you sent out your resumes, you went out on interviews, and you were actually offered two jobs. You know, two different separate jobs, and you weren't quite sure. They both had their good points and their bad points, and you weren't quite sure how it was going to work out. And let's say that you did a one-card reading for each job, and I don't know what the second one would be, but the first one that you picked would be the Knight of Pentacles. Now, in a situation like that, the Knight of Pentacles, in a reading like that, the Knight of Pentacles would deal with the situation. The Knight of Pentacles would deal with the energy of the situation, not a particular person. You were asking. The question tells you what level the card is working on. So since you were asking about a situation, the answer is about a situation. And what kind of situation would the Knight of Pentacles tell you? Peggy, if you got that as a description of the quality of life that you would have from a job that you were looking at, what would it tell you about it?
It would tell me that there was a potential for action and moving ahead, but it would be slow and steady movement.
Excellent. That's exactly correct. Now, let's say for the moment that you had, an argument with your mother. And let's say, Martha, is your mother still alive?
Yeah.
Okay. You have whatever relationship you have with her. But let's say that you were dealing with your mother, and she were in a mood, in a state of mind that you recognized. Let's say you weren't actually 100% sure where she was coming from, and you drew a card, and the card that was drawn was the Page of Pentacles. And this was a description. You were trying to figure out what your mother was about at this moment. You were having maybe some kind of disagreement, or you were having some kind of whatever, and you weren't quite sure. You know who she is, and you know what she's like, but everybody has different moods and states of being at different times.
Okay,
and,
but I'm having a conflict with her.
Okay. You're having some kind of conflict, and the Page
okay.
of Pentacles comes up to describe what's going on. What would it tell you?
Not to make too much of it.
Yeah, it's simple. It's simple and steady and pretty clear, pretty straightforward. It's not very complicated. It's not very deep. It can be dealt with directly and simply. It's about practical matters. It's not, you know, nothing.
It's light.
Exactly. Good for you. Excellent. So these are ways in which you can see that the court cards can be used to describe moods, situations, people, and also, of course, it can be used to look at yourself. If you were to look for, remember I asked at the beginning, I asked Martha to look inside herself and see if she could see various, you know, court cards in there, aside from the one that she was most aware of. But if you were going to look inside yourself, Kelly, and say, what is the Page of Pentacles in me? And if you were to look inside yourself for the Page of Pentacles, you would know more or less where to look for it. The Page of Pentacles would be that quality in yourself which was simple, straightforward, earthy, practical, nothing complicated, nothing quick, nothing volatile, nothing scary, very down to earth. And it would also have all the qualities of the page, innocent, young, the beginning of things in one sense and the ending of things in another. All the qualities of the student, all the qualities that come from curiosity. But it would be a very simple curiosity. It would be your most simple childish state. But what would happen if you looked inside yourself for the Queen of Pentacles? Can you find Mother Night inside yourself? But now you would know where to look. If I asked you that to begin with, when we first began this class, it might not have been so simple. But now you know the qualities that make a Queen of Pentacles who she is. And so you would know where inside yourself to look. You would look, first of all, for where the queen was, all the qualities of mature womanhood in yourself, and you could easily find those. And then you would look for those qualities of womanhood that were dark and slow and stable and fertile and dry and simple, all of those things. And that's a quality of womanhood that you can find, too, because everybody has that in them somewhere. And you would look to see where that was in you and how it showed. And you could, in fact, understand yourself bit by bit, piece by piece. You could make a map of who you were just by locating in your own life where these qualities showed up. And you could do the same thing for someone else. If you were careful and you knew what kind of questions to ask, and you used the court cards as your guides, you could find in anybody that you knew who was willing to sit with you and talk honestly where these various places in them were and what they meant and how they showed themselves. So as a matter of psychology, as a matter of situation, as a matter of people and how they interact in your lives, as descriptions of the workings of the world, the court cards operate at all those levels simultaneously. And now that you know what they're made of, at least a portion of what they're made of, you can pretty much manipulate them as you wish. Not only that, I can tell you, and in a whole entirely different, you know, level of things, the court cards can be manipulated as magical energies. When you know what they are in yourself, you can manipulate those energies in yourself to bring into play things that ordinarily would be weak in you. You can make them strong temporarily to accomplish certain things. What I would like you to do at this moment is to take these four cards, just these four, and I'd like you to arrange them in the order that you like them best. Put the one that you like the most to your left and the others in descending order to your right. Take a moment to do that. Is there anybody who hasn't done yet? Okay, so we know what we're doing. How many of you have, oh, let's say, the king in first position?
Me.
Kelly. Anybody else?
Martha.
And Martha. Okay, so you two have that in common. I'll tell you a little secret about these four positions. This is called an array. This is called a court card array. And an array is simply an arrangement of a few cards in an order of preference so that it tells you something about yourself. So this is a court card array, and you use the court card array to understand the way in which the issues of pentacles are arranged in you. What's most important in the world of pentacles, in the world of earth, in the world of the body, in the world of money, in the world of value, all of those things, those simple things, in that world, which is pentacles, how are the forces arrayed? And when the king is first, whatever's in first position is your natural strength. So look at your own card. If you have a king in first position, it means that the king is strong in you. Those qualities that make a king, authority, wisdom, completion, maturity, and to a certain extent, masculine qualities, those are strong in you. You don't have to fight to have them. They come naturally. How many of you have the queen in first position?
I do.
I do too.
Okay, Peggy and Francine both. So nobody has either the knight or the page in first position. So with the queen in first position, you have all those things that are subtle, beautiful, fertile, productive, orderly, caring, nurturing. And that's what the quality of the world of pentacles has for you. That's where you're strong and competent in those areas. Now the king and the queen are similar in a way because they're both authoritative, they're both wise, and they're both mature. But one has a feminine quality to it, and one has a masculine quality to it. They're slightly different. One lays down the law, sees to order, makes sure that the rules are followed, and generally speaking is filled with the ability to make decisions and delegate authority, and also has already completed every conceivable task that you could ask of it in that field. The king is filled with its own authority in that way. The queen's authority comes from the ability to manipulate the intimate parts of life, the home, the family, one's personal friends, one's personal possessions. It's closer to home. So some of you have the queen and some of you have the king, and those are your natural strengths. Now what's last? How many of you have the knight last?
Martha.
Martha, you have it? Okay, who else? Nobody? Okay. When the knight is last, whatever's in last position is something that is either a finished deal for you, something you've got so much of, you're so good at it, you're so competent at it, you don't even have to think about it. It's just there. You don't invest any of your energy to make it happen. It's part of your life. Either that, or you've given up on it. It's something you don't have in great quantity, and you can't really do anything about it, so you're resigned to not having it. Either way, my suspicion is, because of what I know of Martha, that you have plenty of energy, plenty of drive and direction, or am I mistaken? In the field of pentacles, in the ability to make money, in the ability to make things happen over a long period of time, in the ability to slowly and carefully control the direction in which you go and the things that happen along the way, my suspicion is that you do that naturally and without thinking. Although I may be mistaken.
No, I would agree.
Okay. So basically what happens is with the Knight of Pentacles in last, you're just simply so comfortable with it, it's so much a part of your landscape, it doesn't even amount to a strength. It's just a background situation that requires no investment on your part at all. It's so natural to you, you don't have to think about it.
Let's say that I have other issues.
Right, exactly. That's not one of your issues, so you needn't pay any attention to it. Good. How many of you have the page in last position?
I do.
Peggy has a page in last position. Now the page is all that is young and innocent and curious and fresh. And the page is a student. The page has the least authority of all the four ranks. One would assume that when the page is last, it comes the closest to being disliked. I mean, it isn't necessarily disliked, but it comes close, which means, and especially, you had what first?
I had the queen.
Okay. So what you have is whatever's in first and last are opposed to each other in some way. What is first is strongest, what is last is oftentimes weakest, or can be. And my sense is that there is no patience for children with you. No patience for youth in yourself.
I'm as maternal as a toe of the
hunt. That's very funny. So, yeah.
Sorry?
Say that again, Peggy.
I said I'm as maternal as Attila the Hun.
That's very funny, and yet you have the queen first.
Well, I'm great with animals.
Absolutely. The thing is, you're very strong at nurturing, even though it isn't with children.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very competent at making the home and your immediate surroundings orderly, comfortable, and productive. That would be what I would assume from the Queen of Pentacles being first. And with the Page of Pentacles being last, it would simply mean to me, under the circumstances, that the maternal quality in you just simply doesn't go to children.
Right, and because I'm a perpetual student, so that wouldn't be ruled out by the Page.
That's right, and as a perpetual student, it would almost be your natural state. It wouldn't be a strength particularly, it would simply be, it's a default.
Mm-hmm.
It happens without you even being aware of it. You don't have to invest any energy in it. You stand in that relationship to the world, at least as far as Pentacles is concerned, on a regular basis. Now, the interesting thing is, when you talk about yourself being a student, do you find yourself being in a position of lack of authority, lack of knowledge, and lack of competence, general competence, in areas concerning money?
Yes.
And that's what I would expect with the Page of Pentacles last. Because remember, this is not just the page, it's the Page of Pentacles. And Pentacles concerns itself with practical matters. And with the page... Yeah, so that's what I would assume there.
Okay. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you generally speaking get the idea. There are lots of, there's a whole universe of considerations in the court card array, and when we deal with tarot psychology later on in next year, we'll be talking a great deal about the arrays and what you can get from them. What I wanted you to see was that each one of you is slightly different. There are 24 possible arrangements of these four cards, plus some modifications even of those 24. So each one of you has one of those 24. Each one of you would have a slightly different... I don't think any one of you is probably identical. So each one of you is a different person with regard to Pentacles. Each one of you deals with the world of the practical, the financial, the solid, the physical, in a different sort of way. Each one of you has a different relationship with money, with property, with family, with personal health. All of those are issues of Pentacles. And if you do this array once you learn how to do it, if you were to do this with a person you were reading for, just take out the court cards of Pentacles and ask a person without knowing anything. Arrange these in the order that you like them best. Just put them out on the table for me, and they did this for you. You could tell about them all of those things without their having to say a word and without you having to know them at all. They could be complete strangers, and yet you could do this.
Even if they don't know the meaning of a card?
Absolutely, because they're responding to the images, and the images were built out of those meanings. And just the way you can do an intuitive reading of the cards almost under any circumstances, the intuitive sense, the intuitive connection that a human being has with these images will allow them to place them in their proper place. So even if they don't know, they're working on knowledge that's being given to them, that's being handed to them by the pictures without their being aware of it.
Well, can you repeat again, with regards to Pentacles, what it is that we're evaluating? You said money, control?
Yeah, not control. Money,
uh-huh.
The body, you know, things that are physical,
okay.
Property,
okay.
Privacy, the conventions.
Conventions?
Yeah, in other words, Pentacles is very conventional. Pentacles works within the boundaries of the family and all the rules and regulations of the family. All sorts of things along those lines. Pentacles is connected with legitimacy and criminality, oddly enough. Legitimacy comes from following the rules, from being proper. And criminality is that which steals, that which takes away, that which lies. The criminal is the one who breaks into your house at night. The criminal is the one who breaks into or out of the fence of property, the fence that surrounds property, that circle around the pentagram that we talked about when we talked about Pentacles. That's the circle of privacy that surrounds each family and each person's private things. And the criminal is the person who breaks into and totally disregards that fence. So those are all issues of Pentacles, and there are quite a bit more besides those. And each person's relationship to those issues can be seen in the way the four court cards of Pentacles are organized in this array. Of course, it takes quite a bit of time to learn how to do this. There's a lot to it. Just as each picture, simple as it is, has many layers, so does the quart card array have many layers, and we'll eventually get to that. If you learn how to do that, I can tell you that you will have a lot of power as a counselor, and you even have power over yourself, because the manipulation of the order of these quart cards can change the order of your own personality, at least temporarily.
And what does the second and third position indicate?
I'll tell you briefly. I won't tell you why, but I'll tell you briefly.
Well, no, just the way you said that the first position
is... Yeah, the second position is, generally speaking, what you trust, what you believe is true, the way the world really is. And the third position is usually what is a challenge or what is the focus of your attention in any given moment, what you have to deal with. Something that is usually uncomfortable for you in one way or another, something that doesn't come easily, but that you pretty much have to deal with. That's a very simple explanation, and there's a lot more to it than that. So if you have the queen in third, or the knight in third, or whatever, then you'll understand that that particular thing, whatever the page of pentacles is, or the queen of pentacles is, whatever it happens to be that's in third, is a difficulty for you. For example, how many of you have the knight in third position? Okay, so there's several of you that have the knight in third position. When the knight is in third position, remember that what we're talking about is action, the ability to move forward, the energy of the suit. So in this particular case, each of you has a certain amount of difficulty, except possibly for Martha, who had the knight in last. The knight is in third would give the energy of pentacles a difficult time manifesting.
I always felt that it would take Archimedes' Leverage.
That's something like that, exactly. From the position of pentacles, all the energy of the suit is in the knight. So all the things that make things happen, the way things grow, the way things develop, the ability to make money over the long term, the ability to take care of yourself physically, all the things you have to do, like, for example, taking care of yourself physically, you might find that the knight of pentacles in third would make you have to struggle to go to a doctor when you need to. That kind of thing.
What about having the queen? When
the queen is in third position, simply being neat, orderly, protective, and nurturing might be difficult. It might be a challenge to you to be a caretaker. And I mean, there are other things too. And what happens
that's
is,
so true, yeah.
Huh? Yeah. So that usually is the way you look at it. It's what happens, and you can see those things in the cards, and many things besides. It gets pretty subtle, actually, because remember, each one of these cards has so many layers to it, and the positions give you a general idea of what's going on, but which one of the layers do you use to fill in that position? So whatever the qualities of the Queen of Pentacles are, and there may be 10 or 15 or 20 of them, one of those is going to have a hard time manifesting, and yet you're going to be pushed or driven to do it. So just looking at that will give you an idea. And when you know all of the different qualities of the cranks and all the different qualities of the suit, and when you understand the relationship of family and court and the progression, the natural progression of things, and their connection to the elements and the directions and the seasons and the times of day and the times of life, all of those things, when you know all of that and you know the positions of the array, man, you just have this colossal amount of information in four cards. And even if you're doing an ordinary reading and any one of these cards comes up, depending on the position that the card occupies in the spread and the question that the person asked, if you know these things, you have access to a huge amount of information, a veritable data bank filled with meaningful associations. I grant you that you're not going to figure the answer to these things out all at once. Even having heard what you heard tonight, to hear it is one thing, and to understand it and integrate it is something else. So, you know, to truly understand these answers and these questions and these issues take a while. But I'll tell you, if you do that, if the understanding of these things actually comes, it'll come at the end of a proper period of time. It isn't going to happen right away. It's like a suit of pentacles in a way all by itself, this process. You plant a seed in the earth, you nurture it, protect it, give it a little time to grow, time to ripen, harvest it in good time, and you'll have everything you could want. That's the way to learn, and that's that's the learning version of pentacles. The learning curve of pentacles is that quality. Plant, nurture, protect, growth, ripening, and harvest. That's how a person learns through pentacles. That's a very lovely way. So, I think we've kind of come to the end of what I wanted to give you. And so now, what I would like to do is to ask you if there are any questions or comments or observations. Remember, this is the last class of the year. This is the last time that we're going to be doing, for a while, classes on the meanings of the cards. And I tried to give you a pretty rich and pretty full description of one aspect of tarot here. Over all the period of time that we've been working together, have any questions or issues raised themselves up that over a long period of time have ripened and are ready to harvest as good questions? Think about it for a second. I'll ask you sort of one at a time. I'll go, you know, just each one of you in turn. Francine, has anything occurred to you in all the things that we've talked about either tonight or earlier that needs to be answered, or a comment you wish to make?
Well, I think that understanding more of the detail in the card will make it a little bit easier in my readings. But I still, like, the core cards can come up as people in their lives too, right?
Absolutely. They can talk about your mother or your father. They can talk about your sister or your brother. They can talk about the kid down the block. They can talk about a lover. They can talk about a boss. But when they do talk about a person, they talk about these qualities of a person. It could either be that a person who is very complex is showing this particular set of qualities at this moment, or it could be that the qualities of this card are characteristic of that person, so that if a Knight of Pentacles comes up, you say, oh, I know who that is, because you know a person who's just like the Knight of Pentacles. Either way.
So if you have a situation where it comes up.
Yeah, if you're talking about a situation and you want to know whether something is going to happen quickly or slowly, and any card of Pentacles comes up, you know you're talking about slow. If you're talking about timing, and any of the court cards of Pentacles come up, you know you're talking about winter. You know you're talking about nighttime. Like that. And lots of times, questions will be about situations that involve that sense of timing. And then the court cards are talking about that. If you're talking about a situation in which speed is of the essence and something, some activity has to be done, is you want to know, for example, let's say you were given a chance to join a group to become partners in a company, but they needed your decision like by tomorrow night. Because they had to know right away, and you did a reading on it. And you drew one card to give you a sense of what to do. And the Knight of Pentacles came up. The advice would be to go slowly. Don't do it now. Don't make them force you to go faster than you want to go. If they need it by tomorrow night, let them get somebody else. That's how that card could be used in a situation. Not about a person. It's about a quality. Yeah.
What about if these cards are reversed?
If the cards are reversed, you have the usual issues of reversals. And the usual issues of reversals mean whatever the usual qualities of the card are, there's usually a large range of possibilities. When you have a reversal, it tends to squash the possibilities down into one end of the set. So if you're looking at, let's say, the Knight of Pentacles reversed, you're probably looking at real pressure to move, even with a reluctance to move. Just like I was talking to you in this last situation, with the Knight of Pentacles reversed, the pressure is intense. Because the Knights are about movement. The Knights are about change and growth. And the Knight of Pentacles is being required to move faster than it wants to by a lot. So there's a big sense of pressure. That would be one way in which to interpret the Knight of Pentacles. Knight of Pentacles reversed, rather. Another way of looking at it is, well, if the Knight of Pentacles is normally slow and the card is reversed, it might be that he's fallen on his head. He's actually moving faster than he thought he wanted to. Maybe things will open up when the Knight of Pentacles is reversed. Sometimes a reversal just means the opposite of what it normally means. Sometimes it means an intensification of what it normally means. But usually what happens is that either way, either as an intensification or an opposition, or in some way going deeper or further in consideration than you usually do, whatever happens, a reversal squeezes the meaning of the card down to a very narrow band of possibilities. It always makes what's going on more intense. And you have to decide, just as you do with every set of meanings in the cards, which of those possibilities is involved. Actually, pretty soon, I believe in the beginning of this year, the beginning of the coming year, Llewellyn is going to be publishing a book by Mary Greer, which is 50 Ways of Reading Reversals.
No,
what is it called?
It's called the...
The Book of Reversals?
No, the Complete Book of Tarot Reversals.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the title was, but if I'm not mistaken, there are 50 methods of reading in there.
Reversals are not negative.
No, not at all. Reversals simply mean that something more intense, a smaller spectrum of what the card usually means, is what's involved here in a very intense way. Now, it can be that what's involved is what is called negative, that is painful or difficult or something like that. It can mean the opposite. For example, if you were working, let's say you were working with a card like the Tower, which is normally understood to be a difficult, painful, upsetting situation. If the card were reversed and it had the opposite meaning to what it usually meant, it meant it would be less difficult, less painful, et cetera, et cetera. So the reversal could actually be a happy event.
Well, I guess, say for example, a wheel of fortune reversed.
If the Wheel of Fortune were reversed, you might very well be looking at a situation in which things are not moving. Things are not progressing. Things are not turning. Things are stuck. That's one example.
But the Wheel of Fortune is all about action beginning. So.
Well, the Wheel of Fortune is all about cycles, about the turning of the wheel and the constant moving from one thing to another. And sometimes the Wheel of Fortune simply means good fortune. So if the wheel were reversed, it could mean that things are not going to turn out your way.
These are the kinds of things that we'll be dealing with in the practicums.
Exactly.
So,
okay.
Just so you get some idea of what
we mean. We're in a way, we're departing from our original consideration of these particular court cards, but it is true. When you do a reading, all of the techniques of doing a reading, like how do you work with reversals, will come up with all the cards, including these. So the first thing you need to know, when you're working with technique, like a reversal, say, is a technique of reading, you need to know the qualities of the cards. Otherwise, you have no idea what to apply the technique to. Once you learn how to work with reversals, that's cool. But what if you don't know what the card's about? Then how can you do anything? So that's why we do the card study group as a special thing. The card studies are meant to give you depth of perception and a large range of possibilities to work with in a very integrated sort of way about each card in the deck. Do you guys have the sense or the feeling that any of that has happened? That you have gotten a more subtle or larger picture of what each card is about than you had when you began this whole process?
Absolutely.
Well,
definitely.
That's two people. I'm fishing for compliments here, guys. But the thing is, if you don't feel that way, I'd like to know that too. It may be that you're simply overwhelmed and it's more complicated than it ought to be. Because that's one way that this could be seen.
I don't know, the process for me was really subtle. Sometimes I'd feel like I just picked up the world and the next day knew nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And other times I thought, whatever. And then all of a sudden a card would come up and it would just... I don't say this lightly, it was like magic. It just... it was.
That's,
you know?
Right.
And it was a... I loved that. It was... It's been a wonderful experience as far as that goes.
I'm really delighted.
From my heart.
I'm really, really happy. And remember, now Martha, you have actually been at this not as long as some of the others. You came in sort of in the middle of the process and weren't able to come all that often. And Francine has only been coming a little while. And remember that for the two of you, if it does seem, my sense is that for each of you, it has been a little bit complicated and possibly overdone. If that, maybe that's a wrong interpretation on my part, but I got that sense a little bit. But remember that it takes time for this stuff to integrate. If you have the notes, and have a chance to go over some of this stuff, over a period of time, more and more of this will make sense to you and more of it will become usable.
It has helped me a lot, though.
I'm glad.
Some of the stuff is complicated, but it's helped me a lot with my reading.
Good.
I did a reading today, and it had the King of Pentacles.
Good.
I wasn't sure what to tell him,
mm-hmm.
if it was a person coming into his life or if it was a personality.
Right. Well, now you know that you have both of those are possible. All you have to do is look at the question, what question he asked you, and look at the qualities that the King of Pentacles brings into the reading, and you should be able to figure out where it fits in his scheme of things. That's a matter of technique also.
He really didn't ask me a question. He just wanted to know what was going on in his life.
Ah.
And I know he just recently moved in with a girl, and it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
He moved back out, and I did like the Celtic cross spread.
Mm-hmm.
The signifier card was death. And
mm-hmm.
it was crossed by the world, and then the King of Pentacles was sitting on the top of the surface.
Uh-huh. Well, depending on their different ways of reading the Celtic cross, and different people have different, you know, uses for each of the positions, but the King of Pentacles would normally give you a sense that, well, maybe the best that could happen, or what you could expect if things went really well, was that there would be prosperity and order, and everything would fit the way it was supposed to, and everything would be stable and simple and direct and fairly cheerful and happy. That would be something you could hope for and something you could work towards in a relationship. So it would be more of a situational than a personality
right.
thing.
Right. That's what I told him.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's a really, really good example. Well, we are coming sort of to the end of things now, and I want to again wish you all the best of, you know, of the new season, the new year. And I am so happy once again to have worked with you all. It's made such a pleasure for me to talk with people who find this really fascinating and who are willing to work and take time with it. Even the class that we did tonight, I mean, I know this stuff. I mean, I obviously had to get it from somewhere, and I didn't just read it in a book. But in order to make it come out, in order to make all of this come together in some kind of coherent class, I had to sit here for hours and work on it. I had to make it come together. And I wouldn't have done that if it hadn't been for you. And I'm really delighted. So again, I want to offer you my gratitude for your presence here. And I certainly look forward to talking with each of you next year if it's your karma and your wish, you know, to do that. We'll be here, and you will, of course, get the schedule of events as they're coming up. And we can promise you a really interesting time of it. It'll go very, very far into the practicalities of reading, and also into the deeper and more mysterious things. We're going to leave the middle ground alone and go both higher and lower. So on that cheery note, I'm going to say good night, and look forward to seeing you all soon.
Thank you so much, Laura.
And I wish both of you a very nice solstice and a wonderful new year.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you too.
Very much. You too.
Happy
all right.
Holidays,
okay,
okay, good night,
you
everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Night.